in this economic environment, tax professionals have to be much more clever, much more creative, which is why we've asked Stephen Zelen here, who's Zelen, right?
Zelen.
Okay, Stephen Zelen, who is an accountant, right? And people think that accountancy is really, really boring, and that is, in fact, true, correct?
That is definitely true.
Yeah, right. But they're looking at the fine print, which you do all day, right?
All day.
As a CPA.
As a CPA here in New York. You get ideas, right?
You do.
About how to make money, how to charge people for things. I mean, you probably have an invoice that contains a lot of fees, right?
Oh, I was going to give it to you right after this interview.
Yes, exactly. So you're probably charging me for looking at you strangely.
That's right. I have a little button.
Yeah, there we go. See?
Easy pass.
Just adding
exactly.
up by the second.
There we go.
I got it, Stephen.
Was I right?
Yes, you were right.
Well, we have asked all of you to supply your expertise on what it is that governments should begin to tax to help balance budgets all over the country, because it's a very serious issue that state and city governments are having all kinds of shortfalls. 877-8 my take at thetakeaway.org. But we wanted to begin with Stephen here, who's actually thought quite a lot, and you have your guitar, which actually scares me a little bit, because you're not simply going to talk about what accountants do in their spare moments. You're going to sing about what accountants think about regarding taxes, correct?
That's right. I'll be happy to sing.
But before we get to that, what's the difference between a tax and a fee?
There really is not a whole lot of difference between a tax and a fee. It's essentially it's the same thing.
Is one more fun? I mean, if you came up with a tax, is that kind of boring? But if you come up with a fee, people go, well, that was a good one.
Well, it's much easier to rhyme the word fee than to rhyme the word tax. So fee is much more fun.
You got wax.
And states have given you lots to sing about when you look at some of the proposals you have, like in California.
Facts.
This week became the 27th state to tax alcohol, and Idaho, Oregon, and South Dakota, they're talking about new gasoline taxes. So
they're raising the taxes on everything. It's crazy.
Adora is into facts. Okay,
no, it's fascinating about how these states are trying to deal with these billion-dollar shortfalls that they have, and you've been watching this closely, Stephen.
That's right. I think that what the states need to do is really look carefully at their budgets, and I think they need to slash them. I think they need to go through them with a fine-tooth comb a little bit more before they start coming up with these ridiculous taxes.
As an accountant, do you have a fine-tooth comb, or is it a big highlighter that's like blot? You know, it's like a Sharpie. Gone.
my hair is growing inside now, but definitely I have a microscope, especially for budgets like the state budgets.
Do you do accountancy for governmental entities, or is it mostly private clients?
Mostly private, nonprofit organizations.
I see. Well, we're a nonprofit organization. So you wrote a song, correct?
That's right.
And explain how this song begins to tackle the problem of what state and local governments are to do in this predicament.
Well, Governor Patterson announced
the governor of New York.
That's right. He announced his budget during the holiday season. And so,
it has a number of ideas of what to tax.
That's right.
And you decided to, as a shorthand, musical shorthand, put some of those ideas into this song.
That's right.
All right, great. Stephen Zelen, the singing CPA with, do you have a title of the song?
Giving All My Money to the Man.
All right. I like it. Go.
All my pay, they are taxing. Got no time for relaxing. They're robbing me here, they're robbing me there, giving all my money to the man. Tax my tax, preparation fee, my legal bill, when I have to plea.
He's not bad.
My Pepsi and Coke, along with my stroke, giving all my money to the man. Now the governor wants to take more money. He vowed no income tax hikes as a rule. But taxing everything else isn't funny. We still must pay for healthcare and for school. Tax the wine and the beer. All my savings disappear. My music downloads, it's coming to the codes. Giving all my money to the man.
Stephen,
they're
Stephen,
taxing
Stephen,
my gas.
Stephen, that's incredible.
They're taxing my ass. Giving all my money to the man.
That is fabulous.
Wow.
He can do that. He can do
but
it.
But you're right, now, though. In New York, they're talking about taxing downloads on iTunes and soft drinks.
Stephen, I'm speechless. First of all, I just have a question. I may be like out of bounds on this. Do you celebrate Christmas?
No,
right.
I don't.
So you're Jewish, right?
Yes.
So you're a Jewish accountant who came in here to sing a Christmas carol on live radio?
That's right.
You are one brave dude. That's all I have to say.
Nice song, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
When did you come up with this? Did we ask you to do this, or did you?
Yes,
do this
I was up all night writing this song.
Well, Stephen, thank you very much. We want to remind our listeners 877-8-MY-TAKE. Your songs about taxes
and fees,
your suggestions about taxes and fees, anything that rhymes with taxes or fees is acceptable. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Stephen, thanks so much. Stay with us. Why not? I mean, why not? You know,
great to
you
be
got another
here.
Song. You could even write another song while Femi is giving the headlines.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.